Princeton and the University of California, Santa Barbara are struggling to contain outbreaks of Group B bacterial meningitis, two different strains on two different coasts. Princeton received a waiver from the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control, allowing students starting next week to use a vaccine approved in Europe but not fully approved in the U.S. UC Santa Barbara might get a waiver as well. And on Monday, that school confirmed that a fourth student is now sick. Earlier, it was announced that one of the four, Aaron Loy, a lacrosse player, had to have both feet amputated. Dr. James Turner is professor of internal medicine at the University of Virginia and the principal investigator for the College Health Surveillance Network. Dr. Turner, this is bacterial meningitis, not viral. But what does that mean? What is bacterial meningitis?
We're talking about a bacteria that has a scientific name, meningococcal meningitis. This is a bacteria that occurs in nature, and 5 to 10% of normal healthy people carry it. And most of the time, when you're a carrier, you do not get sick. You develop immunity. Rarely, under certain circumstances, the bacteria will invade the bloodstream and can cause a profoundly serious infection, either septicemia, bloodstream infection, or meningitis, which is an infection of the lining of the brain. The bacteria exudes a very powerful toxin that makes people go into shock. They develop swelling in their vital organs. And even in 2013, with all the wonderful antibiotics and intensive care units we have, 10 to 15% of people with this infection die, and another 20% have a permanent disability, such as an amputation, kidney failure, or brain damage. So it's extremely serious.
Well, we know that the students at these schools are on antibiotics and they're being asked to put off parties. How is it spread?
It's spread in saliva and respiratory secretions. College students in particular are at increased risk by 4 to 5-fold over the general population. We believe it's due to the congregate or densely packed living, learning, and socializing environment.
Well, your thoughts on Princeton getting this waiver to use a vaccine that hasn't yet been approved in the U.S., although it's been used in Europe. They're going to start offering that next week. Santa Barbara says that they may get the same waiver, but they're conducting tests at the CDC now to make sure that the European vaccine would work against the Santa Barbara strain, which is different from the Princeton strain. But your thoughts on a vaccination?
It's a great idea. I'm totally supportive of it. For years, we've wanted a Group B vaccine. Hopefully, it's going to be licensed in the U.S. at some point, but it's just recently licensed in Europe and Australia, and it's just a blessing that the FDA was able to make this exception and make it available to Princeton and, if need be, to Santa Barbara.
And very briefly, Doctor, looking ahead, the holidays coming up, will that help slow this outbreak if the students, you know, if this cluster of people is dissipated? Or are you concerned that some of them might bring it home?
Parents and family members and friends of these students coming from these campuses don't have to be scared of these people. They do not need to be treated like lepers. There's a very special environment that occurs in crowded conditions on a college campus that are frequently not replicated at home. You've got a greater chance of hurting grandma with the flu than you do with the meningitis bug. So the kids, when they go home, should get a flu shot, because that's a risk factor for meningitis. They should definitely get the serogroup B vaccine if it's available, and then practice good hygiene, take good care of themselves, get plenty of rest. But we don't need to isolate them. We don't need to treat them like lepers. And it's very rare that these outbreaks spread beyond the immediate community that's involved.
Dr. James Turner of the University of Virginia, principal investigator for the College Health Surveillance Network. Dr. Turner, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.